I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, Valentino Dixon spent 27 years in jail after a wrongful murder conviction. He's out now, thanks in part to his love of a sport he's never actually played. But now Charlie Pierce joins me for a look at the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
We spoke last week of the miss at Maryland, the toxic miss, if you will. This week, Maryland announced that head football coach DJ Durkin would not be fired. In unrelated news, the university president would be retiring. Then the university president announced that Durkin was fired after all. Explain, please.
Yes, last week we talked about the toxic mess at the University of Maryland, which this week, against all odds, became more toxic and a bigger mess. I don't know what they're doing down there, but it appears that the tipping point came when the players all got together and said, we're just not going to play for this guy.
Yeah.
Anytime college athletes assert their rights against the people who are exploiting them for a lot of money, they get a cheer from me. They brought Durkin back for, 48 hours or something. Then they fired him, but they brought back the training staff who carried out the orders that ended up with a guy being dead. These people clearly don't know what they're doing.
Among those who were outraged by the university's original decision not to fire Durkin was the Student Government Association. They had planned a rally with support from college Democrats and college Republicans. Finally, something both sides of the aisle
could
agree
on. Yeah, within shouting distance of Washington, bipartisanship. Wow, let's get rid of him. You know, and at bottom, the state of the case is a guy died.
Right.
And a guy died because of a stupid macho football coach's decision not to look at warning signs. And that should be the lesson. That should be the lesson for all football players at major programs. You don't have to put up with this sort of stuff. You don't have to risk your lives for some alumni wearing a camellia in Section 355.
Charlie, the Boston Red Sox have won another World Series.
Yes, they have!
I have said it a few times this fall. The city of Boston did not need another championship, so I don't want to talk about what it means to the city of Boston. But I would like to talk about what it means to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, this is Alex Cora has turned into a legitimate national kind of superstar. He's determined he's going to bring the trophy to Puerto Rico. He went out of his way afterwards to shout out to the island. He magically did everything right as a baseball manager for the last month and a half.
You know, it's now part of Red Sox mythology that the only thing that Alex Cora asked for when he agreed to come to Boston was a plane filled with supplies for Puerto Rico. And now I kind of expect that someone's going to write a ballad for him or maybe an epic poem.
Yeah,
or something.
I think he deserves at least a folk song. Yeah.
Hall of Famer Willie McCovey died this week. He played 19 seasons with the San Francisco Giants. Do you have any Willie McCovey stories?
Well, I have the one memory everybody my age has, which is him almost winning the World Series in 1962, but hitting a screaming line drive right at Bobby Richardson and the Yankees. McCovey, obviously, he played in the shadow of Willie Mays, so he never got the credit. I mean, I think if you bet 100 people in a bar whether or not Willie McCovey hit 500 home runs, you'd probably win the money from 58 of them. He actually did. He was a great baseball player. And a measure of how the game has changed, he was 6'4", and people called him Stretch. He was a tall baseball player. Everybody's 6'4" now.
Derrick Rose scored 50 points on Wednesday night, and I feel like I have to repeat that. Derrick Rose, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, scored 50 points on Wednesday night. Were you as surprised as everyone else?
I was surprised. I'm a little bit nauseated by the Derrick Rose comeback narrative that sprung up around it, since one of the things he's coming back from is a sexual assault case, which is still under adjudication. But this is a guy who was capable, before the injuries hit, of doing this. I'm going to spare the rest of our listeners the redemption narrative beyond that. And I think, you know, other players like LeBron James should shut up about why he's still a superhero. And Tom Thibodeau saying he has courage, humility, and character. It remains to be seen how much character the guy really has.
Cleveland coach Tyronn Lue was fired last weekend after the Cavs started their LeBron-less season 0-6. But this is the same guy who coached that team to three straight Eastern Conference championships. And it's not Lue's fault that LeBron went to L.A. Does this firing make any sense?
In the context of why professional coaches get fired, yeah, it makes sense. They started off 0-6. It doesn't look like it's going to get any better. And the coach is always the scapegoat in that situation. In the logic that exists in the real world, having lost one of the two or three greatest players of all time, and having worked for a management that put nothing in there to alleviate that possibility, no, it doesn't make any sense at all. Tyronn Lue will find another place to coach.
Earlier this week, while his team was still 0-6, Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden said that he gets a lot of calls from people dying to play for his team. That was before they lost again on Thursday night. I'm wondering if those people are currently unemployed, or maybe they just haven't looked at the NFL standings.
Oh, it's entirely possible that they're actually dying. Right now, Oakland is playing like the dead. John Gruden is going to wind up a laughingstock if he isn't one already. He should have stayed in the broadcast booth, which is a great gig, by the way. I don't know why anybody ever leaves, because he's going to go about 2-14 this year.
And finally, Charlie, 22 years ago, in a reserve game between Manchester United and Liverpool, Andy Cole broke both his legs. The defender on that play, a man named Neil Ruddock, now says that he intentionally caused the injury. But don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds, right?
No, because he only meant to break one leg. This is one of the unsolved mysteries of the sports world. Did Neil the Razor Ruddock really mean to break both his legs, or was it just a plan that went awry? Apparently, it was a plan that went awry.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.